Sagt der Elgemisch der Weite, Masech des Yivames, Perik Tess, Mishna Beis, Velo Mutaris Li Yivmeyen, Vasuris Li Balayen, the following women, are mutter to their Yavein, but they were usher to their husband. Case number one, Kayin Gadol, Shekidish Esu Almona. Kayin Gadol was Mekadish and Almona. He wasn't allowed to do it. Kayin Gadol dies without children, V'yesh Lai Ach, Kayin Hedyet. But he has a brother who's a regular Kayin. A regular Kayin can marry an Almona. So she was usher to her husband, but she's mutter to her Yavein. Case number two, Kasha Shanasa Chalala. You have a regular Kayin who married a Chalala. Chalala is Lashon Nekeva for Chalal. Chalala is a woman that is usher to a Kayin. Maybe she's the child of a Kayin who married somebody who wasn't allowed to marry, or she's the daughter of a Chalal. There can be different reasons why she's a Chalala. In any event, this Kayin Kasha was not supposed to marry her. We have a Kasha Shenasa Chalala. I say he did marry her. V'yeshle Achal, but he has a brother who is a Chal. This brother was born, let's say, from a mother that was a Grusha. His father had no right to marry her. So the Chalal, the Yavim, can marry the Chalal, even though she was not supposed to marry her husband. Case number three, Yisrael Shenasa Mamzeres. Yisrael, who marries a Mamzeres, he was not allowed to do it. V'yeshle Ach Mamzer, but he has a brother who is a Mamzer. So the Yavim, the Mamzer, can marry her. She was not allowed to marry her husband. Another case where she's mutter to her Yavim, but was also to her husband. Case number four. Mamza Shanasa Bas Yisrael. A Mamza who married the daughter of a Yisrael. V'yesh le'ach Yisrael. And he has a brother who is a regular Yisrael. She wasn't allowed to marry her husband, but she can become the Yavama of her husband's brother. In all these four cases, Mutaris Liyivmeyen, they're mutter to their Yavames, but Vasuris Lebalein, they're usher to their husbands. Okay, let's chazer over the four cases. Kayin Gadol was Mekadesh and Almana, but he has a brother who's a Kayin Hedyet. A Kasha that married a Chalala, but he has a brother who's a Chalal anyway. A Yisrael that married a Mamzeres, but he has a brother, a Mamzer. And the fourth case was a Mamzer that married a Bas Yisrael, but he has a brother who's a regular Yisrael. These are the cases where they are mutter, ironically, to their husband's brother, Liyiv Meyen, but they were usher to their husband. Now we have a surais li'elu le'elu. Who's usher to both? Kayin Gadol Shenasa as Almana. You have a Kayin Gadol that married an Almani, wasn't allowed to do that. V'yesh le'ach Kayin Gadol, he dies, but he has a brother who's also a Kayin Gadol. Oy Kayin Hedyet. And even if this Kayin Gadol who died, even if his brother was a Kayin Hedyet, he still can't be Meyavim her. Why? Because she was married to someone that she was not allowed to marry, that being the Kayin Gadol in her first marriage. She becomes usher to a Kayin. By the way, what does it mean his brother a Kayin Gadol? I thought there's only one Kayin Gadol. Well, the halacha is if the Kayin Gadol becomes Tameh, or something else happens to him that makes him pasul, there's another Kayin that's put into place, at least temporarily. But both of them, explains the Taisus Yamtiv, are still called a Kayin Gadol and have the halachis of a Kayin Gadol. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, another example of a woman that was asa to both her husband and she will be asa to the Yavim. Kasha Shenasa Chalala. A Kasha, a Kayin who married a Chalala. He can't be Miyavim her because she's a Chalala. Or Yisrael Shenasa Mamzeres. Yisrael who married a Mamzeres. So the original marriage was also V'yesh Le'ach Yisrael, and his brother is also Yisrael, who can't marry a Mamzeres either. And another case where she would be also to both is a Mamzer Shenasa Bas Yisrael, a Mamzer who married a Bas Yisrael, V'yesh Le'ach Mamzer. Neither he or the brother was allowed to marry her. The brother was not allowed to marry her originally, and the Yavim will not be able to be Miyavim her. These are all cases of Asuras Le'elu Le'elu, where the women are also to both their husbands and the Yavim. So again, what were the cases of a surais elu le'elu, a Kayin Gadol who married an Almona, and he has a brother who's either a Kayin Gadol or a Kayin Hedyet, either way. They would not be able to be Miyavim her. A Kasher who married a Chalal, and he has a brother who's also Kasher. A Yisrael who married a Mamzeres, and his brother is also. A Yisrael is not allowed to marry a Mamzeres. A Mamzer who married a Bas Yisrael, and his brother is also a Mamzer. These are all cases of a surais le'elu le'elu. Shakal and Hashem, as far as all other women are concerned, Mutaris Labalein, Yavmein, they're mutter to both their husbands and to their Yavim.